for this year, you're looking at potentially a balanced budget for the first time in a long time?
It is a balanced budget, and actually the general fund expenditures have decreased $300,000 from the prior year. It's balanced due to we increased the mill rate for Mountain View Manor assisted living bonds. We've increased the state revenue sharing. They're going to give us about $80,000 more. We've only budgeted 15% increase for the health insurance, though, so that's going to increase the expenditures a little bit once we figure out what health insurance plan we're going to use.
The school's budgeted 40% increase for health insurance, so that could be several hundred thousand dollars and change in the budget if depending on what happens?
Yes. It'll get divided up between the different funds, the enterprise funds, electric, water, wastewater, sanitation, harbor, Mountain View Manor, assisted living, and the general fund. So the general fund share, probably we're looking at another $80,000. Right now we've just budgeted 15%.
Sales tax came in, or is it predicted to be $200,000 more than last year?
We are predicting a rise in sales tax by about $200,000.
Is there a trend, an upwards trend?
There is an upwards trend. Each month is we're doing better than last year at this time. So we're very optimistic.
So basically projecting that out through the years, that's why you're predicting a couple hundred thousand dollars more this year?
Correct.
And then also property tax is roughly about the same, about $27,000 or so more than last year, but you're expecting about the same as last year from what I'm seeing here?
Yes, and it looks like it's the same, but actually we've added an additional mill rate for the assisted living bond payment, but actually when you look at that line item you're referring to, there's a transfer out for that payment to the bonding agency.
Go ahead and explain, if you could, the bonding for Mountain View Manor. It was a general obligation bond, not a revenue bond, so this, and the voters approved it, so the city has not charged but will be charging. Talk about what that means money-wise for people.
Correct. In about 2004, the citizens passed a general obligation bond for Mountain View Manor, which means that the city could tax for that bond if we needed to, and we need to. It's not covering itself, and in fact, this is a big decision that council's going to have to look at this year. We're talking about converting those units downstairs to independent living and thus reducing the staff there, which is our highest cost.
How much additional millage would this add, roughly?
It hasn't been calculated yet, but probably about 0.7 mils.
You're trying to raise basically about a couple hundred thousand dollars for debt service a year from that?
Correct, about $198,000 a year.
Looking at the enterprise funds, adding in the depreciation, basically the cost of the equipment and buildings and stuff, losing value over the years, they appear to be in the red, but actual expenses are within budget for the enterprise funds at this point?
Yeah, most of the enterprise funds are looking pretty good. The electric fund is dipping into the reserves. They want to purchase the Reed building, and that's the Reed building across from AML, not the Reed property that the harbor wants, and I think people are getting that confused. They want to purchase the property that's adjacent to their pole yard, so that will dip into their reserves a little bit. Right now, they budgeted $1.125 million to purchase. That'll purchase 50% of the building, and then in the next 5 years, they'll spend $200,000 a year for the remainder of the building. And then also we have the wastewater fund. They're using a little bit of their reserves to purchase a new office trailer. Their one that they have up there right now is rotting out.
Community services, looks like most of them are being recommended for the funding levels they've asked for, with the exception of the Boys and Girls Club and WAVE, Working Against Violence for Everyone, was asking for $10,000. I don't see that included in the manager's recommendation, as well as Boys and Girls Club. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, the city manager took these out of his budget. We were under the impression last year that WAVE, when WAVE first asked for funding last year, that was a one-time thing, and then they asked for it again this year, and the city manager decided to cut that, and the Boys and Girls Club. The Boys and Girls Club was closed a lot of this year, and it's unknown what's going to happen there with that. Council could change it, though.
This year's budget process was a bit different in that typically the council has a number of work sessions prior to having a budget hearing. This time around, just the Finance Committee talked about it. And is that kind of a trend for the future that you think you'll head to, or was this year exceptional that way? Or?
You know, I think it is. I think it makes it more comfortable for the department heads to talk about their budget that way and to really get involved. And the Finance Committee is made of four council members. So basically, everyone kind of gets a general overview that way. They are going to have a work session on the next council meeting on June 6th, and that's also the public hearing for the budget, so if there's anything in the budget that anyone feels very strongly for, they should attend that meeting.
Overall, what are your feelings on the budget?
It's a sound budget. We're mainly concerned right now with our health insurance. Anything can change. If it increases a lot, the premiums, then we're going to have to look at more cuts here shortly.